What's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode, the biggest possibly episode of all time of the Infinity Box Rewatch. I am your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your boxman, Brian. Brian, what's going on?
Hello. Nothing much.
Yes, Brian is ready. I am ready. This is the Book of Boba Fett Episode 3 podcast, right? Episode 3?
Yep.
And the Peacemaker Episodes 1 to 3 podcast. So this is going to be a big boy for us.
I think it's the first time we've done simultaneous shows.
Yeah, we've done like a movie and a show, but there's never, I mean, this is the first show DC's put on that we've covered, really.
Yeah, because all the Mandalorian stuff was pre-WandaVision.
Yeah. So yeah, every Wednesday, now going forward, now that it's Monday, going forward, every Wednesday will be Book of Boba Fett, and every Thursday will be a Peacemaker drop. I believe Peacemaker's 8 episodes, Boba Fett's 7, so Boba Fett will end before Peacemaker, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm ready for Book of Boba Fett to end.
Well, we've still got a couple weeks, 4 more weeks.
Yep.
But before we get into all those shows, it's nice to have the DCEU represented here on the television side, I would guess, right? Like, now that we've had multiple shows from Marvel, it's nice to have DC join in here. With a movie universe extended show. Obviously they have a bunch of TV shows. But
starting to feel more universe-y.
Yes, exactly. We could talk about the Batmite.
I did like the Batmite reference.
But first, we got news in the news, Brian. And the biggest news is, speaking of Universal television shows, tonight, Monday night, if you listen to this on Monday, during the Rams and Cardinals game on ESPN, I believe also ABC, I believe it's on both, they're going to, at some point, show the Moon Knight trailer, the first ever Moon Knight trailer. Maybe we'll get a date. That'll be exciting. Although, didn't you say that it's most likely going to be sometime in February?
Yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Which makes sense.
It's soon. Yeah, a couple weeks away.
Could be March, if anything. But yeah, it's soon. Should be soon. Maybe we'll get the date as part of the trailer. That'd be dope. So yeah, they did have a little teaser. Oscar Isaacs looks pretty good as Moon Knight. We'll learn a little bit more on this trailer next week. You excited? Excited to watch it?
I am excited. Oh, here we go. They did apparently a release date was just mentioned. March 30th.
Oh, the release date is March 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I knew it was probably going to be February or March.
Yep, there you go. I am. I don't know much about Moon Knight, but I like Oscar Isaac.
Me neither. I know that he's a pretty beloved comic character from comic book readers, so they're excited that he's in this, in the MCU now.
And I saw he's
a good actor, even though Poe Dameron is this really, very stupid character.
Yeah, stupid character in a stupid series, but that's not his fault.
Yeah.
Well, it was like Moon Knight, Punisher, Ghost Rider, and someone else formed some random superhero team.
Yes.
So who knows? Maybe they'll do that.
Yeah, I like it. What else is there? I completely lost track. Batman, The Batman, coming out in early March. They're going to have a PG-13 rating, Brian. What do you think about this?
I was, I guess hoping is a weird word, but whatever. I was hoping due to violence it would be rated R.
Yeah.
I think some of those fight scenes look brutal.
I think it's still going to be pretty violent.
Yeah, but I guess it's probably just beat down. It's not very bloody.
Yeah.
It'll be good. It doesn't do anything for me, really, but I saw that they announced it.
Oh, yeah, it changes absolutely nothing for me.
Yeah. High hopes, though. High hopes for the Batman.
Yes, very big. And then, finally, I don't know, Brian, if you've watched it again, probably not, but The Eternals has dropped on Disney+.
No. No, I've not watched it again. I've told people that it's on there, and the overwhelming response has been, maybe I'll get around to it.
We did go on the other night and watch the end credits scene, but that was the most I watched.
That tracks. Yeah. Good old Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, I think if I were to watch it on my own, there would be a lot of fast forwarding. I don't think I would just sit and watch it start to finish again.
You don't think you'd probably fall asleep. You don't even nap, but you'd fall asleep, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, if Steph plans on watching it here, I'll pop in and out. I'm not going to commit 2.5 hours to that again. No. I saw something online, comic book or something else posted it. Critics and audiences have said that that's the worst MCU movie. Is that true?
I believe so, yes. I know definitely critics. I don't know how the audience score wrapped up.
It's low for me.
Yeah. I don't think it is the worst, but it's definitely one of the bottom ones.
Yeah, I don't think it's the worst, but if someone said that to me, I'm like, that's fine. That's not a horrible opinion. Like that opinion that TikTok woman had.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if you don't know, there's a TikTok woman creator that went viral because she ranked her favorite. She ranked every title, which included What If by episode, which just drove me absolutely crazy. And yeah, it was really bad. She hates Iron Man, so that was a big contentious point for people.
Hawkeye was her best MCU thing overall.
I mean, great show, but overall, yazos.
Like, she had Thor 2 way above Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah. Anything that had Tony Stark in it was at the bottom.
Is it just because he was a womanizer?
Including Endgame, I guess. I don't know.
It was real stupid.
I don't follow her or anything. I just saw it was even going viral on Twitter. Like, that's how, like...
Yeah, I don't do TikTok, and I saw it. What if episode 3 was above Spider-Man No Way Home?
I love it. I absolutely adore it.
Like, when I saw it, I almost thought, like, this is clickbait.
Yeah. But they say that she's, like, crazy on there, so...
Yeah, apparently. Now, yeah. But, yeah, Eternals, I'll get around to it if I watch it again. Yeah.
So, speaking about watching again, Ryan, you ready to talk about Book of Boba Fett Episode 3?
Yeah, 4 episodes to dive into here.
Yeah.
Fucking Book of Boba Fett. So, I thought this episode was weird. I'll just start it off.
Mm-hmm.
The best of the three.
Oh, by far the best episode they've done.
Because not many flashbacks.
No. One very short one.
Yeah. Boba Fett and Fennec.
If you want, we can just get into it and just talk about the present day.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, like, he goes, in the one flashback, he goes to talk to the fish people about their tribute because they hadn't paid up the tribute yet, if you remember last week. They agreed to pay tribute, going through their land, and they were like, "Oh no! Like you gotta get that."
Wait, that did you just again. Call the Pike Syndicate the fish people?
The fish people, the Pikes, right?
Yeah, yes, I just never heard you say that before.
Yeah, the fish people.
Go on.
And yeah, they were like, listen, we're not paying you and the biker gang. And he's like, all right, I'll just kill the biker gang, and I'll be back for our tribute. And then he gets back to the Tuskens, and the bike gang has already massacred all. They massacred my boy.
Killed everyone.
They killed everyone. And they left the little mark. So I'm sure we're going to get another flashback eventually of him killing the biker gang, but yeah. No more Tuskens.
Oh, yeah, but I guess at least we should be done with the Tuskens for now.
Yeah, they're dead. They're all dead.
They're all dead.
His gang of Tuskens are dead. There's obviously other Tuskens out there. But yeah,
his crew. His Tusken crew.
Yeah, they're all massacred. They massacred my boy.
Also, there was a flashback of young Boba watching Jango's ship fly away. Fuck was that waste of 30 seconds?
I mean, he remembers his daddy.
Great. Back in present day, that droid 8D8 This is talking to Boba Fett and Fennec about how Jabba handled business. He had all these different alliances. And he's like, maybe the mayor sent the Nightwind assassins. Maybe the twins send them after you. We don't know.
Yeah.
So someone's coming to visit Boba Fett, and it's Lortha Peel, the guy from Dodgeball.
The guy from Dodgeball. Noticed him immediately.
Yep, Gordo from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
And basically he tells Boba no one respects him. And, you know, he's willing to work with him, but he's like, listen, no one takes you serious. And this guy is a vapor farmer.
Yes.
So he
sells water.
Collects water. Yep. And he tells Boba that there's a bunch of cyborgs that are stealing his water. So Boba is like, all right, this is weird, but sure, I'll help you out here. So he goes to confront all these cyborgs. He finds them hanging out. They're like a little cyborg gang, just chilling.
Like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, kind of. They're like young.
Yeah, they're like, the vibe I got from them was like Ninja Turtles meets Power Rangers.
Yeah.
With all the different colors.
Yeah.
So Boba Fett goes and confronts them, and listen, they're like, we steal this stuff because he charges way too much money and we can't find any jobs.
Yeah.
So Boba's like, all right, I'm going to employ you to work with me. And also, he pays Lortha a part of the money owed to him.
He's like, stop overcharging. Too high. He goes, lower your prices now.
And Lortha's like, no. And Boba Fett says, yes. And that's pretty much the end of that. So he's got like a cyborg gang now to back him up. That's random and cool.
He's building his team. I do like that, you know.
Yeah. I like them. They're different.
Yeah.
After the flashback mentioned earlier, the Wookiee Kersantan? Is that how we...
Black Kersantan.
He wakes up Boba Fett from the back to fluid tank just by choking him. Horrible way to wake up.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
So he basically kicks Boba Fett's ass for a little bit.
Yeah,
until he's throwing him around.
Until my little piggies and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come in.
Yeah, the piggies and the cyborg turtles come in, and they're able to capture Black Kersantan a bit. And once he's subdued, Boba and Fennec are chilling, and they're like,
"He fucking bites one of my little piggy boys," and I was very upset.
He did bite a piggy boy. Do you think both the piggy boys are going to survive?
I hope so.
I like the piggy boys.
I'd rather someone else die.
Yes, agreed.
Like anyone else.
So the two of them are chatting about the twins, and the twins show up.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, we sent Black Kersantan to kill you. Sorry.
Yeah, we didn't. We
met. We're going to leave.
Not really.
Yeah. They give him a strange gift, giant Rancor.
A new Rancor, Rancor calf.
Yeah. Which is probably like highly sought after.
Yeah.
And they just say the mayor misled them about the area and coming here. Yeah. I don't know if we're done with the twins.
They said that they're leaving because someone else is coming, basically.
Yeah.
So I assume we're going to get someone else. But who could say?
Yeah, I didn't expect the twins to just bounce like that.
No.
So he takes this Rancor from them as a gift to say, you know, sorry for trying to kill you and everything.
Yeah.
And Boba Fett works with a trainer, and he's like, listen, I want to train
Danny Trejo.
Yeah, Danny Trejo shows up in everything.
I was like, wow, Danny Trejo's in this. And then I saw Robert Rodriguez was the director of this episode, and I was like, oh, okay. That
makes sense. Yep, that tracks. They always work together.
Yep.
So Fett wants to train the Rancor. So get ready for a Rancor fight scene in a couple of episodes.
They do the imprint thing where the first human a Rancor will see, he'll imprint on. So
yep.
Imprints on Boba. And he wants to learn to ride it. That's probably going to be really cool when he like rides it into battle or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun, yeah.
Hopefully we can get a flashback about why he loves rancors.
Yeah.
So since the twins left because they're pissed at the mayor, Fett's like, all right, let's go see the mayor. So him and his cyborg turtle friends go there.
No.
The mayor is not there, but his stupid major domo guy is. And he just basically runs away.
Yep.
He's like, mayor's not here, and they demand to see him anyway, and he runs, and they want to know where the mayor is. There's a chase down with the speeders, which is fine. They eventually wind up capturing this loser, and he tells them that the mayor is working with the fish people, a.k.a. the Pike Syndicate.
Yes.
And, and then they decide to investigate that a bit. So Fett doesn't want to go himself, so he sends one of his new cyborg friends, and they find this giant ship, like the Starliner, I think they call it.
Yes.
And syndicate fighters there, and Boba Fett and Fennec are like, ah, shit, these guys are preparing for a huge war.
Yeah.
Because apparently they're not often a lot of these people together in one place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them got off that
ship. That's the end of the episode.
Yep.
Cyborgs are like, all right, there's a bunch of them here, and they're like, oh no, war.
War's and coming. That's it. And then it was like, and then that's it.
The better war. Episode because no flashbacks. I still don't care. Or little flashbacks.
Yes.
I don't know. And I don't love anyone.
I wanted to see, which was a total Tusken massacre.
Yes. Good. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
The only character I love is Black Chrysanthemum.
Love Black Chrysanthemum. Love the little piggy boys.
The piggy boys.
Love new Rancor.
Barely know him, but you love him.
Love him. Would die for that Rancor.
As long as it's not a human, you're in.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, obviously the best. I've asked them. I know they've edited and made these shows previously, but I know I've asked them less flashbacks, and yeah, that's what we got in this episode.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Hopefully, one of these weeks there'll be one with no flashbacks.
That'd be great.
So that's Boba Fett. That's all I got to say about it.
Yeah.
Four left.
And then, Brian, on Thursday, we got three episodes of our favorite Christopher Smith, Peacemaker.
Hell yeah. HBO tends to do this a lot. Just drop a bunch at once.
Yeah. They dropped... they drop a bunch and then they do it weekly, yeah.
Yeah, they did it for Titans and Doom Patrol also.
Alright, get ready for this, Brian. We're about to talk about Peacemaker episode 1. Shortcut to your dreams. I go straight to the stars on the flying thing. Game high. Getting snow blind games. Pikachu, Chickaboo, in the world beyond. Got a beat, got a heat on the phone. It's tear your world apart. Once the magic starts. Do you really want to? Do you really want to taste that? What's going on? What's going down? All right, now we can officially talk about the first three episodes of Peacemaker.
Such a great song.
Oh my god. The soundtrack to this show is absolutely incredible. But I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Yeah, a lot of fun songs.
Yeah, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
I thought that was an 80s song.
It's just Wigwam.
And then I looked it up and it was... Yeah, when it's from like the 2000s.
Yeah. It's like hair metal, like retro respect or whatever. You know?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like because, you know, the whole show, they talk about, like, Cinderella, and, Cinderella's the main.
Choir Boys.
Choir Boys, and, like, old, like, 80s hair metal, so. Mm-hmm. Have you learned the dance yet from the opening sequence?
Working on it.
Me as well. Maybe we'll make a TikTok.
Do a TikTok. When we do karaoke, we can do therapy and then this.
Heck yeah. Anyway, Brian, episode one, I just want to say, starts, and I was completely thrown for a loop, because originally they played everyone. They were like, yeah, this is a prequel series of How It Becomes Peacemaker. This is a sequel to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and I appreciated the recap.
Yeah.
Because it's been a little bit. I prefer that it is this also, by the way.
I much would have preferred, obviously, a sequel rather than a prequel, but he was supposed to be dead and injured, but he's not.
Yeah, they were just like, he's good. They give us a little recap, and yeah, you know, he got shot by Bloodsport in Suicide Squad after killing Rick Flag, and he's healing, and he chats with the janitor, who I love.
The opening scene is they're just like, oh, you know, you're free to go, whatever. And he's like, am I free to go? He goes, I'm supposed to be in prison.
Yeah, he's like, are there cops outside waiting or something?
Yeah.
And the janitor guy is like...
They have this great, like, couple-minute conversation with the janitor, and it was great.
Yeah, it talks about how Aquaman fucks fish.
Yeah, I heard he fucks fish.
So... He decides, like, all right, I'll get my stuff together and I'll leave. And he does. He's discharged. As he's leaving, someone at the front desk texts someone named Mr. Mern that he's leaving. He gets out, goes into a cab, and
celebrates that he's got out. He's free.
Yeah, celebrates. He's pumped. It jumps to Leota here, first time meeting her.
Yes.
Leota and her wife, are they married or girlfriend?
Yes, she said wife.
Okay, wife, thought so. So Leota and her wife, they're discussing, you know, should they have a kid? You know, where's their relationship going? And Leota's got a new job that's a little dangerous. And, you know, we see... from her texting that she's also working with this Mr. Mern person. So Mr. Mern, clearly important, working with a couple people. And they're monitoring where Peacemaker's going. So Peacemaker heads home. His dad never turned off his phone, so he's got a ton of voicemails and text messages and stuff.
He's like, I guess you turned off my phone.
He's been paying for it this whole time in jail.
Paying for 4 years.
Yep, it does suck. He's got a bunch of voicemails from someone named Vigilante.
Yep.
So he's annoyed that he had to pay for his phone mostly. And while he's sitting here, Mr. Mern shows up. Clemson Mern with his trio. He got Amelia Harcourt, John Economos, and Leota.
Yeah. Adebayo is from that last one.
Adebayo, yes. And they talk about, you know, he's like, all right, you're here to put me in jail. I figured this was too easy. And they're like, no, you don't have to go back to jail, but you have to do what we say. We have a job for you. And if you don't, we can still blow your head up. Remember the whole Suicide Squad? There's a chip in your brain. It can blow it up.
Yep.
But they're just carrying that forward. And they tell him there's something called Project Butterfly they need his help with. And it's basically killing people for them around the world, dangerous people. And he's like, all right, that's, you know, it's that or go to jail. So there's not really much of an option here.
Yeah.
So they don't tell him what Project Butterfly is, but.
He had only served 4 of 30-year sentence.
So. Yeah, so he's got work to do.
Yeah.
So he agrees, and they part ways for now. They're like, we'll be in touch. They give him his target, who is a U.S. senator.
Yeah.
Senator Goff, I think.
Yes, Goff.
So he's got to read up on this, and they'll be in touch about when it's going to happen. So Peacemaker goes and sees his dad.
Augie Smith.
Is that Yondu?
It's Robert Patrick. I don't know what he's been in, but I've seen him before.
Yeah, the face is very familiar to me.
Yeah, it's Robert. It's Robert Patrick, the actor.
Robert Patrick, what a name.
Yeah. Two first names.
So he's kind of a dick, his dad, Augie.
Kind of.
Very racist, very sexist.
Yeah.
Douchebag of a dad.
Yep.
But he kept Eagly alive, so yes. Kudos there.
Kept Eagly in the whatchamacallit.
In the garage.
In the garage, yeah.
Yeah, they go out to see Eagly. That's Peacemaker's best friend, the Eagle.
I like everyone's like, you're not my best friend. Eagly's my best friend.
Yeah. Eagly, of course. Yeah. He goes out there. Eagly hugs him. Eagly's great.
Eagly's the best.
And he talks to his dad for a little bit. And he had given the cab driver his helmet.
Yes, so we need a new helmet. His dad apparently is the one who makes the helmets.
His dad had like this insane war room.
Yeah.
I assume we'll get more to that.
Yeah.
Well, from episode 2.
We learn a lot.
Yeah, we know that.
The thing is, we learn a lot about, you know, a lot of these things. Like, we're talking about episode 1, but, like, we already know some of the answers and stuff like that. It's weird.
Yeah. So he gets a new helmet. And
Sonic,
him and Eagly leave.
Blast helmet. Some of them do different things.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Very Hawkeye Arrow vibe.
Yeah.
So him and Eagly leave, and he promised Mern and company to meet them at a restaurant to discuss the first target, Project Butterfly. And one of the waiters there is super excited to see him.
Yeah.
And it creeps him out a little bit.
Yeah.
And they're at the restaurant, they chat, they bond a little bit. He's like, all right, I'll go get the U.S. Senator. And they part ways, and as Peacemaker's driving home, he follows, or he sees Harcourt, yeah, one of Mern's crew. He sees her go into a bar.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'll go chat with her, why not? So it parks the car, goes in, and she can clearly hold her own.
Oh, yeah.
A couple guys hit on her, and she kicks their asses. Pretty savagely.
Yeah, no, absolutely destroys them.
And he tries to hit on Harcourt, but it fails.
Yeah.
So he sees this other girl in the back of the bar. And they just go back to her apartment and hook up.
Or as Peacemaker would say, we fully fucked.
Fully fucked, yeah. Fully, not just a blowjob. Yeah. Fully fucked.
Fully fucked. You know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of Steve for some reason. Our good friend.
Yeah, Steve. I can see Steve laughing at a line like that.
Like just being fully like, oh, fucked. Yeah, Steve, would you get a blowjob? You're like, no, we fully fucked.
No, we fully fucked.
Fully fucked. Hi, Steve. I know you're listening to this. Text me.
Love, Steve.
Anyway, yeah, that was funny.
So we don't see much of her afterwards. We just see Cena in his underwear.
Oh, yeah, and he's just playing some hair metal. He's like, oh, man, you got all these great albums and stuff.
Yeah, and he blasts one called Choir Boys, which I'm going to start listening to, by the way. I was digging that song.
Should we just listen to more hair metal? I think so, right?
I think so. I'm going to listen to Choir Boys later.
Let's do it.
And out of nowhere, she just viciously attacks him.
Yeah.
Stabbing him, kicking him, much stronger.
Yeah.
Faster. he is beyond caught off guard.
Yeah, and he keeps getting slapped and stuff. Slashed. Yep. And slashed.
A lot of slashing. Yeah. He flees the apartment and runs.
He jumps.
Try to get to his car.
Yeah, he jumps out of the window.
Yep. So she's she tries to follow him a little bit, sees where he's going, eventually sees him in his car, and she darts towards him. And he gets his helmet on at the last minute. And it's like a sonic boom helmet.
Yep.
And everything just like reverberates off of it and bounces away, and she just gets annihilated into a million pieces.
Yeah, a million pieces. It's cool.
But not before he got really fucked up.
Yeah. And then as the episode ends, you see like the cops coming.
Yeah, the cops.
Responding to it, so.
Definitely we also learned in this episode that Leota is Amanda Waller's daughter.
Oh, that was this episode? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's just one brief scene of her like Skyping with
Yeah, with Viola Davis. Get a little credit in the show.
Yeah, Viola Davis popped up. Look at that. Look at that universe building.
Yeah. Love it.
Good for you, DC.
Yeah, fucking all they needed was James Gunn.
Yeah. Great intro episode though.
Oh, incredible. I watched it. I texted you immediately. I was like, the first episode is great.
Yeah. It's fun. And they fly by, which is the best sign of a good episode.
Yep.
So then we jump to episode 2, and it picks up right from here. Mm. And it is basically Peacemaker contacts Harcourt about what happened. And she's like, oh, fuck. Because she knows more about what this thing is that he encountered.
Yeah. And, you know, they got him out of there without anyone seeing Peacemaker. Because he's supposed to be in prison. Like, this is a task force.
Yeah, they're using him. Yeah,
they like, he's people are not supposed to know that he's not in prison.
Yeah. So she's like, fuck, we're going to come get you. Her and Leota race there. And he's like, all right, well, I have to go get all my stuff from her apartment. Yeah. So I'll meet you after that. Which, in his defense, is fair. Can't have Peacemaker's outfit in there.
No, can't have any of that stuff in there. You know, the files were in there and stuff like that.
Yep. So he goes up there. He goes and gets all of her stuff, all of his stuff. But not quick enough. The cops show up and surround the place. And, you know, they start to head up to the apartment, and he starts to flee from the building, because they're basically storming the place.
Yes. Yes, like, they call him, and they're like, listen, do not go out the front, you have to find a way out of the back. And then, like, he sticks his head out the broken window, and they're like, what are you doing?
He's
and
so then dumb.
They see him, yeah.
So all the cops see him and storm the building now that they know more about this this apartment that this fight happened in.
Yeah.
He tries jumping out the back, like jumping from balcony to balcony. And now, first he breaks into an apartment.
Cool, yeah. They tell and him, this couple like, they tell him, they're like, go to the second floor and, you know, and jump out of a balcony there, but he can't. He has to go up because the people start storming it.
Yep, so he goes up, so he up a floor, into an apartment, and this couple is just bitching. Nonstop. And he's like, listen, they're really funny, this couple.
Great. I like them.
So he tells them he has to tie them up. They start complaining about each other. The guy's like telling her that she wants to fuck him. And he's like, whoa. So he ties them up. He leaves them to bicker. He shuts them up. He puts like cloth in their mouth so they cannot, you know, scream or anything. And this is when he jumps out from their balcony to balcony to get down to the ground floor. But he hurts himself every time he jumps.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
These are big jumps. He's not like, he's not super powered.
No.
So eventually he's completely cornered by the cops, who are able to see this guy jumping, and they surrounded the building. But thankfully, Harcourt and Leota show up, and Harcourt takes out all of the cops.
Yeah, she tranquilizes them.
Yep. So they all drop. And he runs to the car that Leota's driving, gets eagerly to join them, and they get out of there. Yeah. And his car was left at the scene and stuff, but
John, they're like, change the registration.
Yep, so he's like, all right, you know what, I'm going to change the registration, and I'm going to do one better. I'm going to change the fingerprints that are tied to him also. Yeah. And he changed it to his fucking dad.
And he's like,
you could have done anyone.
Yeah. And he goes, you were in the bathroom. I thought it was a good idea. But he goes, how am I supposed to know if you're pooping or not? And he's like, I have to tell you when I'm pooping. Jesus Christ.
They have fun little side conversations.
Yeah, that's so good.
So they all reunite, and this is when they mention a few other shout-outs. He's like, I'd rather work with Harley Quinn or Weasel or Batmite.
Yeah. What the fuck is Batmite?
I like Batmite.
And then he goes, it's this two-foot-tall interdimensional who's obsessed with Batman.
I actually knew about Batmite for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, people like Batmite.
Yeah, he's like dumb but cute.
Yeah.
So that was a fun little mention. And then they all talk about how, you know, the woman that attacked Peacemaker, you know, like,
yeah,
how did she know about him?
That. And then Peacemaker realizes she was reading his files on butterflies while after they fucked.
And he was like, what, should I have left it in the car? And they were like, yes. So that was why she attacked him. She knew about this U.S. Senator and Project Butterfly.
And she probably knew that he was going to kill her.
Yeah. Oh. Little did he know, he had no idea what she was yet. So they're pissed at him, but they're like, whatever. At least she's dead. Project Butterfly can still go on. We still have to get the senator. So Peacemaker goes home. Lays on his bed, just starts crying because no one likes him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Vigilante is just standing at his window watching him. And Peacemaker's like, what are you doing? Like, go to the front door.
Yeah. What, do you got your dick out?
Yeah.
He's like, he says something like, I've been tricked about this before.
So Vigilante's here, like, they clearly know each other, but Peacemaker's just annoyed by him.
Yeah.
And Vigilante tries to cheer Peacemaker up. He put a bunch of electronics in the forest, and he's like, come on, let's just go shoot some stuff. It's fun.
And during this scene, they do a, there's a great rock cover of Drag Me Down by One Direction. Just incredible.
Yes. I like a good rock cover.
Yeah.
You're just all in on the soundtrack of the show.
Dude, the soundtrack is great.
It is. I mean, it's all metal.
James
like,
Gunn
rock metal song. Can't go wrong
with music.
Yeah. So, you know, while Vigilante's cheering Peacemaker up, we see Leota goes to bribe the witnesses that he had tied up.
Yeah.
Because they know that this is Peacemaker, and she's going to make sure they don't tell anyone that he's out and about and he was here. So it works. They take the bribe.
They go. Are you bribing us? And she goes, no. He goes, oh, I wish you were trying to bribe us.
She's like, yeah, I am. So we see Augie gets arrested.
Yes. Yeah, they tell
and
him
he's pissed about
finger Augie.
Yep. So Augie's brought to jail because of the they moved the registration and fingerprints to him. And in jail, he is clearly a big deal.
Yep, he has been there before.
Yep, he intimidates some guy to move from his seat, and everyone else starts bowing down and chanting at him. And he's known, White Dragon.
And they say one of the corrections officers or one of the cops says to the corrections officers, like, I thought we were going to put him in Arkham or Bellevue. And they were like, oh, they don't got any rooms. We have to keep him here until the trial or whatever. And this isn't good.
Yeah, no, he's not going to stay in there. So we see Peacemaker and Vigilante are in bed with some woman.
Sam, but it's the woman from the apartment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she was into him.
Yeah.
And
We never said that Peacemaker took one of like this like weird like glowing alien kind of
like thing. A remote looking.
Yeah. And so he's playing with it in bed. So with him. Yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it opens up into like its miniature spaceship.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what the fuck? And that's the end of episode 2.
Yeah.
Bang. Episode 3 is a quick one.
Yeah. Yeah, episode 3 was only like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I was watching it, and I could sense that the episode was ending, and I was like, how much time is left? And it was like 2 minutes. I'm like, oh shit, this episode flew.
Yeah.
And this episode's all about the butterfly mission, Project Butterfly, that he's been pulled into. You gotta go kill the senator.
And while they're setting up to go, Vigilante shows up, and he's like, I want to hang out with you guys, want to make sure you're okay. And they're like, what's this weird guy doing? And,
he is weird.
And Cena and Peacemaker is just like going on about how much he hates homunculi.
They are creepy.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I found a little fucking spaceship. I hate homunculi. Where are they?
And basically, Judo Master later is a homunculi.
Yeah.
He's a much smaller, perfectly formed person.
Yeah. They don't like homunculi.
They're talking about this butterfly mission. They tell him, you gotta go kill Goff, because he's part of Project Butterfly. Also, if his wife and kids are part of Project Butterfly, you gotta kill them, too.
Yeah, and Peacemaker's like, oh, you don't know about that. Because that kid is
And they're cute. Like, come on, don't you have to...
But that kid is cute.
He's like, that one looks like a butt baby, but this one is cute. And, he always said you kill as many men, women, and children as possible.
To ensure peace. Yeah.
Yeah. But now that he's confronted with it, he's like, I don't want my kids. So they also learned Judo Master is Goff's little bodyguard fighter.
Yeah.
He wears all green. So they go to stake out Goff's house, and they see Goff walking in front. But there's like guards there, and he doesn't have a clear shot.
Yeah, he can't get a good shot.
So they're like, take the shot if you have it. And he's like, I don't have it. So they have to wait until morning. So they get a couple scenes of them just bonding and chatting. Harcourt thinks the whole family is butterflies. We don't know what that means yet. But as they're sitting here talking, Vigilante shows up. And he followed them here. And Peacemaker's like, fuck, man, come on.
They're like, he has to stay with you. They're like, you can't have him being caught.
Yeah, they're like, he's your problem now.
Yeah.
So he stays with them. They look inside and they see Goff and the family walks like creepy robots.
Yeah.
And they start eating this goo from these plates with, like, long, creepy tongues.
Yeah, and so Murr's like, oh, gotta kill all of them.
Yeah, like, kill them all now.
Yeah.
So Peacemaker's lining up the shot. But he can't do it.
No, and this, and it's some of it is based on the fact that he didn't have his Dove of Peace on the weapon. Can't kill anyone without a Dove of Peace on the weapon.
Yes.
He's like, I'm a shitty drawer, man. I drew a shitty one.
So, Vigilante's like, all right, I'll do it. So he just starts humming.
Vigilante is a sick fuck.
And
he had no issues.
He's a sick fuck.
He had no issues.
No issues. Takes the gun, kills the two kids and the wife. Just they, three perfect shots.
They have a moment in episode two where they're sitting there and Peacemaker's like, you know, I don't enjoy killing people. Like, he's like, it doesn't give me joy. And Vigilante's like, oh, it gives me great joy. He's like, it gives you joy too. I know it gives you joy. It gives me great joy. I love doing that.
Yeah, he's like, it's the best. Yeah. So, not surprising, Vigilante could step in and do it. Yeah. He's going to take the shot at the senator, but then Judo Master shows up.
Yeah.
And basically kicks all their asses.
Yeah. He is a Judo Master.
He is a Judo Master. So, after he owns them for a bit, it winds up with him capturing Peacemaker and Vigilante. And they are tied up in the basement of...
They didn't get hardcore because she, like, fell down, like, a little hill or whatever.
Yeah, she lucked out. Yeah. We got the other two. Brings them into the basement of Goff's house. And even when Peacemaker comes to, he's just mocking Judo Master.
His little mock of him there was just very funny.
I could watch Cena mock people all day.
Yeah. I think shit's bigger than you.
It was real funny. I would watch that again, just him mocking
me. When I kill you, I'm going to kill you, if I tear my Achilles, I'll have you then attach you as my new Achilles.
Yeah. So, they're tied up downstairs. While they're doing that, the rest of Bird and company rush the house, except for John, who's monitoring the computers in the car.
He says to John, he goes, listen, no one gets out of the house, no one gets off the compound. So that's his...
That's his job.
Yeah.
So the others rush the house, and Goff shows up with Judo Master, Vigilante, and Peacemaker. And he wants to know, you know, who sent them, what they're doing. And he starts torturing Vigilante. And Peacemaker's like, I don't give a shit. Torture away.
Yeah.
And he's like electrocuting him. And you know, while he's doing this, Goff sends Judo Master out.
Yeah. And John starts freaking out. Yeah, he's like, he says, like, he gets the files or whatever they have. And he's like, all right, take this to whoever and let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
So John sees Judo Master leaving and he's just freaking out. He's like, no. He's like, fuck.
Yep. So he's able to time it perfectly. He stops Judo Master from leaving by just crashing into his car.
Yeah. And it throws him from the car, but he like starts crawling away. But John just keeps hitting him with a crowbar until eventually he knocks him out.
And it's pretty funny. He's like scared to approach him.
Yes.
Even though he can't move.
Yeah.
And he hits him a bunch. He's taken care of. So Judo Master's done. No one got off the compound. Meanwhile, downstairs, Goff is torturing Vigilante, and he's like, he's to Peacemaker. He's like, you're not going to tell me anything? All right. Different torture. I'm going to start cutting off his toes. And Peacemaker's like, do it.
Vigilante's like, no, Vigilante's off the pinky, I'll fall down.
So I don't think that's true. And Vigilante wants him to start torturing Peacemaker, and Goff's like, no, he's the alpha male. He has the information. I'll just keep torturing you.
Yeah.
So
and it's funny, he's like struggling to cut off the toe. And Vigilante's like, it's because your blades are dull, man. He's like, have better torturing weapons.
Yeah. He's just trying to cut off his pinky toe. He can't even do it.
Yeah.
So upstairs, Mern, Leota, and Harcourt find this green door.
Yeah.
Like a portal thing. Yeah. So they use this little explosive device to blow it up. And the explosion sends Peacemaker flying. And he's able to break out of where he is.
Because he was going at the twine already. So.
Yep.
The explosion kind of accelerated that.
And he's able to kick out of where he is and fight Goff. And him and Goff have a little back and forth. It's not as brutal as the one with the woman in the first episode. But he gets a shotgun and just basically blows Goff's face off.
Shoots him right in the fucking face.
Yeah, good shot. Yeah. So he gets Vigilante out of there. He unties him. And they see this creepy fucking butterfly thing leave Goff's skull.
Yep. And Peacemaker goes, "Oh, Project Butterfly." And that's a callback to the first episode where he like questions them. He's like, "Am I fighting a Mothra?" He goes, "Because the Project Starfish was just a big fucking starfish."
Yeah. So the way you guys name things.
Yeah, and it's true. There's literally a butterfly in them.
Yep. And then we see on the computer all the suspected butterflies worldwide, and it is thousands.
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the computer showing all the butterflies, potential butterflies, is the end of the episode, because you're like supposed to be like, fuck, how many butterflies are there?
Yep. And that is how episode 3 ends.
Yeah, and now we wait for the next episode.
I'm sad it'll only be one.
I know. Sometimes I love like the fact that we're going back to like weekly television like it used to be, you know, how like Netflix for a while kind of ruined that with the binge watching.
Yeah, because it does suck when you binge.
When you binge like a show in 2 days and then it's just gone. Like, but this way,
yeah.
You have weeks worth. But with dropping three at a time, and then it's kind of like, oh, like I want more now, you know.
Exactly.
And like, I don't think they needed to drop three in a row for this. Like, I got it for like WandaVision. You know, the first two episodes are kind of super setup-y and super like, I would even say like niche, those first two episodes of WandaVision.
Yeah, I can see people not going back to it.
Yeah, so you kind of want to drop the second episode just to, you know, let people know that it's going to progress and stuff like that. And then for Hawkeye, they had to drop two because they didn't want to interfere with Book of Boba Fett.
Yep.
So that was fine. I was like, but Peacemaker, they could have just dropped the first episode here. I mean.
Yeah, it was fun enough that people go back to it.
Yeah, but I'm glad they dropped three. It was a great, great day.
Yeah, definitely.
Three episodes, you know. And now there's five left. We got 5 weeks left of Peacemaker.
Five left. Lots to do.
Yeah. A lot to do. So, Brian, unless you got anything else, we could close this episode.
No, I'm excited for a new episode of each.
Yeah. You know, Boba Fett, best episode yet, so now we're at least looking forward to that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, more present day, less flashbacks. Yes.
So that's it. Follow us on Twitter, at InfinityBoxRW. That's where all the fun news will be at. That's good stuff. All our podcasts on podcast apps, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, I Love the Radio. Anywhere you find podcasts, we're at. Check out my wrestling podcast at TIR Wrestling on Twitter. Learn more about my hand becoming famous. And all the same podcast apps, plus Spotify for that one.
Yeah.
So, Brian, next week we'll have episodes 4 and 4? Yeah. 4 and 4 of Boba Fett and Peacemaker. So, with that said, we'll see you next week. Brian, say goodbye.
Goodbye.